Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We had been discussing the poor Muslim Sahaba radiallahu anhu to endure. The next Sahabi that is being discussed is Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu anhu. Suhaib radiallahu anhu was from Mosul. Once this area came under attack, under fierce attack from the Romans, Suhaib radiallahu anhu was a young boy at that time. During the Roman looting, he was seized by the Romans and taken away to Rome. This is where he grew up and became known as Suhaib Rumi, that is Suhaib the Roman. A person from the Banu Kalb tribe bought him from the Romans and brought him to Makkah Mukarramah, where he was set free. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam publicly invited the people to Islam, Hazrat Ammar radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu anhu both came together in Dar-e Arqam and accepted Islam. Just as they troubled Hazrat Ammar radiallahu anhu, the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarramah also tortured Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu anhu. When he tried to move away from Makkah Mukarramah, the Quraysh demanded that he may only leave if he gives them all his goods and wealth in Makkah Mukarramah. Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu anhu agreed to give away all his wealth and property and made hijrah to Medina Sharif. When he reached Medina Munawwara and explained what had happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam commented that Suhaib has made a huge profit. Suhaib has made a huge profit. In other words, by him exchanging his dunya for his akhirat, he has made a huge profit. The kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah would trouble Ammar radiallahu anhu, Suhaib radiallahu anhu, and Amir bin Fuhira radiallahu anhum so much that they would often fall unconscious. Subhanallah, this one.